Ever wondered why that inspirational TED Talk leaves you fired up on Sunday but deflated by Monday morning? Dr. Jason Fox's The Game Changer tackles this exact problem, revealing that true motivation isn't about pep talks or rewards, it's about redesigning the work itself. In our rapidly evolving economy, where creative thinking trumps routine tasks, traditional carrot and stick approaches are failing spectacularly. This revolutionary framework has quietly become the secret weapon for forward-thinking leaders who understand that motivation must be built into the structure of work, not applied as an afterthought. The game isn't just changing, it needs to be completely reimagined. Inspiration expires like milk. You can motivate people all you want, but without changing work's underlying structure, nothing truly changes. Consider the famous Yale Goal Study, claiming that the 3% of graduates who wrote down goals accumulated more wealth than the other 97% combined. A compelling story that never actually happened. Yet it circulates because it fits our motivational folklore. Our obsession with positive thinking is equally problematic. When someone believes they can achieve anything through belief alone, but reality proves otherwise, deeper disappointment follows. Depression may actually be an evolutionary mechanism protecting us from pursuing unrealistic goals. Instead of blind optimism, we need skeptical optimism and suspended disbelief. Work is transforming from algorithmic tasks, predictable routine procedures, to heuristic challenges requiring creativity and problem solving. As robot work becomes automated or outsourced, growth happens in ninja work that machines can't replicate. McKinsey estimates only 30% of U.S. job growth comes from algorithmic work, while fields requiring human judgment continue expanding. The modern work ninja possesses three traits: objective focus with methodological agility, earned elite skills, and efficient goal accomplishment. Between 2006 and 2012, job listings including ninja grew by 7,000%. Companies seeking specialists who can surgically remove obstacles between current state and desired outcomes. Motivation, growth, and change exist within the gap between our current and desired states, what Fox calls constructive discontent. Without this gap, we experience temporary contentment, potentially leading to complacency, stagnation, or automation mode, systems running smoothly but unchallenged. Most of us operate in automation mode, comfortable with familiar patterns that conserve energy and attention. This serves us when systems function well, but becomes problematic when habits resist necessary change. Converting automation to aspiration requires either inspiration, internal stimulus, or activation, external pressure, strong enough to overcome resistance. Once aspiration exists, we create a constructive discrepancy between our current and desired states. This gap is where all progress happens. Without it, we remain in comfortable patterns that feel productive but lead nowhere new. The challenge lies not just in creating this gap, but maintaining it through systems that continuously make progress visible and meaningful. Despite stereotypes about games being frivolous, game design principles offer powerful insights for enhancing workplace motivation. Games influence human behavior through three core elements: goals, rules, and feedback. People don't play games just to win. They enjoy the inherent experience even when failing. Video gamers spend 70 to 90% of their time failing, yet continue playing. Consider Tetris, a game where everyone ultimately fails, yet millions play it. This engagement stems from progress, mastery through benchmarking, and achieving flow, that optimal experience of deep, effortless involvement. Games create goal-driven, challenge-intense, and feedback-rich experiences that make progress visible. These same elements can transform tedious work into engaging activity. Almost anything in life shares these components, allowing nearly any activity to be viewed as a game. Any project has goals, complete the prototype, rules within 6 weeks under $30,000, and feedback mechanisms. Optimizing these elements creates naturally motivating work environments. Research by Teresa Amabile and Stephen Kramer revealed a surprising insight. While managers believed recognition motivated employees most, analysis of 12,000 employee journal entries showed that a clear sense of progress was actually the most powerful motivator. This progress principle is fundamental to both games and effective work design. Our behavior naturally defaults to activities providing the richest feedback, even if these are merely procrastibaking or inbox clearing rather than meaningful work. When facing vague, complex projects without clear metrics, people gravitate toward tasks with immediate feedback. The solution is creating visual progress trackers, like LinkedIn's profile completion bar, which motivated users without external rewards. These containers create natural motivation to reach completion. Effective feedback systems combine both quantitative metrics, numbers, and qualitative feedback, context, while adding narrative elements enhances engagement by creating emotional investment beyond pure metrics. The smarter you are, the more likely you'll undermine your own progress. We often unconsciously create stories that provide alibis for failure. Chess master Alexander de Chapelles played with one fewer piece so he could blame losses on his handicap rather than his skill. Procrastination isn't laziness, but defaulting to activities giving us the richest sense of progress. The story we tell ourselves creates an alibi if things go wrong. Perfectionism is an elite form of procrastination where we get caught in micro details. The solution is progressionism, starting before you're ready, iterating continuously, and shipping when ready. Overcommitment provides another perfect alibi, making it hard to fault yourself for not achieving goals. Like Campbell's hero's journey, the game changer's path begins in the ordinary world, receives a call to adventure, initially resists, but crosses the threshold after a catalyzing event. They face trials, confront demons, self-sabotage, endure the ordeal, and eventually discover the breakthrough that changes everything. This is your journey. Meaningful progress requires redesigning the work itself by tweaking goals, rules, and feedback. Finding the game changer requires grit and creative perseverance against organizational inertia. The reward? Work that is inherently motivating and naturally drives progress is worth every effort. Don't just play the game better, change it entirely. True game changers know sustainable motivation comes from making progress visible, meaningful, and inherently rewarding. Converting these principles into action requires a systematic approach. Start by honestly identifying your current state, what systems work and which fail. Then define your desired state with concrete outcomes rather than vague aspirations. The gap between these states becomes your motivation design playground. Next, examine your feedback systems. Are they providing immediate, clear signals of progress? Create visual representations of advancement through Kanban boards, progress bars, or reflection rituals. Remember that while what gets measured gets managed, not everything valuable can be quantified. Implement small experiments rather than massive overhauls. Weekly, tweak one element of your work design. Adjust a goal structure, modify a feedback loop, or redesign a constraint. Document results. Effective motivation systems emerge through iteration, not revolution. Finally, conduct regular game-changing reviews. Quarterly, examine not just your progress, but the systems driving it. Ask, am I playing the right game? Could changing the parameters create better outcomes with less effort? This meta-level thinking distinguishes those who merely work hard from those who truly change the game.